This is KERA News. I'm Christina Martinez.
Want to start a successful business? You need a great idea, of course. Paying customers. And when you want to grow your business, you'll need access to capital. But historically, people of color and women have a harder time securing business loans and investor funding. About 50 entrepreneurs and investors are packed into a sleek, modern meeting space near downtown Dallas. They're buzzing about the latest winner of a $100,000 grant.
Hi, my name's Courtney Caldwell, co-founder and COO of Shearshare.
I'm Dr. Ty Caldwell, co-founder and CEO of Shearshare.
The husband-wife duo from Dallas built Shearshare, an app that matches hair, nail, and beauty stylists to empty salon space. The Caldwells beat out 86 other businesses to win the North Texas round of a competition awarding money to startups across Texas led by women or people of color. The Caldwells had the beauty industry experience. They were stylists and hair salon owners, but they were new to the tech startup scene and raising money.
We had no idea that there were people out there who would give you money to go build your dream.
We laughed about that because I've been an entrepreneur since I was like 19 years old. Yeah. So I've never had to go to anyone and say, can you give me some money? I mean, I've been able to do it by myself for so long. So
the Caldwells knew a friend in California who worked with startups. She loved their idea for Shearshare. So the Caldwells began networking, researching, and building their app. They met with an investor in California, and it didn't go well.
We come in, we sit down at the table, it's two gentlemen across from us, and it's us two. The first thing out of his mouth is, oh, you know, I'm kind of glad that you guys are not the average white male graduate from Stanford wearing a V-neck sweater.
That encounter is more common than you'd think. A number of studies in the last 10 years have found non-white and women entrepreneurs often face big hurdles when seeking small business loans. According to the Minority Business Development Agency, people of color are three times more likely to be denied for loans. Non-white and women entrepreneurs are also more likely to rely on personal savings or credit cards for their businesses. And when they do secure a loan or an investor, non-white and women entrepreneurs typically don't get as much money as their white counterparts.
I think that we forget the correlation that generational practices have on access that people have today.
Michelle Williams is the executive director of the Red Bird Entrepreneurship Center. It's designed to support entrepreneurs in Southern Dallas who haven't had the same access to business resources compared to other parts of the city. She points to redlining, which limited housing options for people of color, and how it affects where people live and how they build wealth.
Even today, we see housing values are very much tied to the color of the person that lives in that community.
And today, there's still lingering effects from lending discrimination, which was prohibited in 1974. A survey last year from the Federal Reserve Bank of Dallas found access to capital is the number one concern for women and non-white small business owners in Texas. Emily Ryder is a community development analyst for the Dallas Fed.
There is a pay and wealth gap for both of these groups. So on average, they may start off with fewer resources as it is.
Charles O'Neill is a Dallas businessman and president of the Texas African American Chambers of Commerce. He spent most of his career advocating for equal access to business capital.
Stereotypically, when financial literacy is offered in non-white marketplaces, it's about balancing a checkbook. It's about managing a credit score.
As a result, non-white entrepreneurs are less prepared to apply for a business loan, even if they're college educated and their business is successful. Surveys by UT Austin and the Dallas Fed found some don't even apply because there's a perception they'll be automatically rejected. But even business owners who turn to investors face challenges. Again, here's Emily Ryder with the Dallas Fed.
In some cases, women and/or people of color may lack some of the more robust business networks that their white male counterparts may have. This can limit opportunities.
Bias gets into it. Preconceived notions get into it. And it impacts the kind of investment decisions that those folk with resources make.
Again, Charles O'Neill.
You don't look like me. You don't sound like me. I don't quite understand. Are you sure? And those kind of questions began being raised. And I've got a business plan. I've got a market study. I've got a video. I got a PowerPoint. I got all this stuff. I got an app that I'm ready to blast. And you're asking me if I know what I'm doing?
There have been efforts to reverse this. In 1988, Texas created the historically underutilized business certification to help business owners earn contracts in the public sector. People of color and women are launching their own venture capital funds, and microloans of under $50,000 have become popular with risk-averse lenders.
If I have an idea for a business and I can get $50,000, I may make it to the end of the year. Maybe. But it's unlikely that I'm going to take that $50,000 and turn it into a $50 million enterprise.
O'Neill says it's up to the lenders and investors to recognize they have a responsibility to correct this and start signing bigger checks. Christina Martinez, KERA News.